Next patient is Thomas Heath, H-E-A-T-H, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old male that is following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2. The patient has been in a very stable condition. He doesn't have any complaints. The latest laboratory workup that was done in January of 2024. The serum creatinine is 0.89, with an estimated GFR of 88. With normal serum electrolytes, the albumin is 4.2. The protein creatinine ratio, however, shows a drastic increase from 235 to 714 milligrams. For reasons that are not clear to me, the albumin creatinine ratio was not run. Taking into consideration the fact that the patient has arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, obesity, it's in the best interest for this case to start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitor, Farxiga 10 milligrams. Is prescribed. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been under control. With the administration of Farxiga, we are going to get a better control of the blood pressure. The blood pressure reading today, 131 over 70. The patient was explained about the side effects of the Farxiga. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 7. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of Uloric 40 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 40.6. He was 41.3. He has lost 5 pounds and he continues to decrease the body weight. That is commendable. The change in the routine that he has in the daily living in terms of activity and consumption of food was encouraged in this patient. Following number, hypokalemia. The patient is taking hydrochlorothiazide. That could be one of the reasons. He's in a combination of furosemide with hydralazine. we are going to be attentive to the synergistic effect of these medications with Farxiga, and the most likely situation is that we discontinue the use of hydrochlorothiazide. The potassium intake is encouraged. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minute review in the lab, and in the face-to-face, 18 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.